Committee will come to order. The committee meets today to receive testimony of the President's nomination for the Director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts opening the confirmation hearings for General Michael Hayden, who was pointedly questioned about his role in implementing a domestic eavesdropping program while he led the National Security Agency. Republican Senator Christopher Bond.
Did you believe that your primary responsibility as director of NSA was to execute a program that your NSA lawyers, that Justice Department lawyers and White House officials all told you was legal and that you were ordered to carry it out by the President of the United States?
Sir, when I had to make this personal decision in early October 2001, and it was a personal decision, the math was pretty straightforward. I could not do this.
Hayden faced a tough grilling from Oregon Democrat Senator Ron Wyden, who said Hayden has not kept Congress fully informed of the eavesdropping program and has made misleading statements in previous appearances before Congress.
So, with all due respect, General, I can't tell now if you've simply said one thing and done another, or whether you have just parsed your words like a lawyer to intentionally mislead the public.
Hayden told Wyden he was going to have to make a judgment on his character.
And so my personal commitment is to be as open as possible. I cannot commit, Senator, to resolving the inherent stresses between Article 1 and Article 2 of the Constitution that were intentionally put in there by the Founding Fathers.
At the NSA, Hayden crafted and implemented the program that allowed eavesdropping on suspected international calls linked to Al-Qaeda without a court order. The program remained secret until it was leaked to the media late last year. Critics have questioned the program's legality and said Bush may have overstepped his constitutional powers in authorizing it. A report in USA Today last week, neither confirmed nor denied by the administration, revealed the NSA had amassed a giant database on the telephone calling patterns of millions of Americans. The full Senate must vote to confirm Hayden as CIA director. Most independent experts expect Hayden to be confirmed. Deborah Luderbeck, Reuters.
Thousands of people throng onto the streets of Ankara. They've come to mourn the death of one of Turkey's leading judges. Mustafa Özbilgin was gunned down in the capital's top courthouse. Four other judges were wounded in an incident that has again underlined the fraught relationship between secularism and religion in modern Turkey. The suspect is an Islamist lawyer, angry it seems about the court's decision to uphold a ban on Muslim headscarves in universities and government buildings. The murder has brought the country's secular establishment into conflict with its religious-minded government. The metropolitan crowd booed ministers attending the funeral and called for their resignations. They also defiantly chanted that Turkey would remain secular. Applause rang out, though, for the army's top generals, who are historically considered Turkey's key deterrents against Islamic extremism. Analysts say these are the largest such protests the country has seen in years, and represent a serious setback for a government keen to give Islam a more central role in Turkish life. Beyond Turkey's borders, European leaders will watch events closely. Turkey's proposed membership of the European Union has sparked opposition, not least from France, which has long cherished its secular tradition. Darcy Lampton, Reuters.
The protest was small but vociferous. These members of a Russian Orthodox group were determined to show their anger at the Hollywood blockbuster, The Da Vinci Code.
If the film isn't banned, we'll take very serious measures to protest. We'll burn the book and destroy it.
Elsewhere, feelings about the film were equally strong. The movie, based on Dan Brown's book, suggests Jesus had a child with Mary Magdalene. In the staunchly Catholic Philippines, official guidelines were issued to remind filmgoers the story was pure fiction. In South Korea, a prominent Protestant organization sought an injunction to prevent the film's release. They claimed it would seriously damage many believers' faith. The court rejected their argument. In India, the authorities have postponed the film's release while they consult Catholics about its impact. If it is shown, it could be classified for adults only.
A strong and lingering disclaimer lasting for several seconds should be given, displayed both at the beginning and end of the film, saying that this work is a work of pure fiction.
But the movie producers are unlikely to mind. They couldn't have had more pre-publicity. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
Torrential rain and the worst flooding in 70 years crippled parts of Massachusetts on Wednesday. Aerial images showed residential streets so flooded that houses appeared to be floating in pools of dark water. The roofs of cars and trucks were barely visible. Since Monday, thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Maine as rivers threatened to overflow their banks or broke through sandbag barriers erected by National Guard troops and rescue workers. Up to 17 inches of rain have fallen since Friday, and all three states declared states of emergency and are seeking federal assistance. John Decker, Reuters.
End of an era, but that's not the only thing which could end. Now cycle rickshaws are to be banned from parts of New Delhi.
Our child will die. My family cannot survive if the rickshaws are banned.
Many other rickshaw pullers are equally unhappy about the High Court's decision to rid the crowded city of such a traditional mode of transport. Thousands of people make a living from rickshaws. They're also part of India's rich and ancient history.
The rickshaws shouldn't be banned. Poor people depend on them to get around. Okay, we have a new metro system, but you can't carry things around. This is just going to create a lot of problems.
The ban will come into force once the new transport system is up and running in about 6 months' time. It's supposed to make life better for New Delhi's residents. Many argue they'll be far worse off. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
Grand old piece of U.S. naval history has gone down to her final resting place as a puff of smoke signals an end to the USS Oriskany. 500 pounds of explosives tore a hole in the ship's bottom. The 880-foot carrier, which saw action in the Korean and Vietnam Wars, was sunk off the coast of Pensacola, Florida, to create the world's largest artificial reef. Florida officials hope the Oriskany will attract sport fishermen and divers. Navy engineers predicted that the Oriskany would sink evenly in a process that would take up to 5 hours. Instead, the old aircraft carrier went down in approximately 35 minutes. John Decker, Reuters.
I love him.
In public, 63-year-old Sir Paul McCartney and his 38-year-old wife Heather seemed a happy couple. In private, it appears there was considerably less harmony between the singer and his ex-model partner. The couple have issued a statement confirming weeks of media speculation that they're splitting up. The couple met at a charity event in 1999, a year after the death of McCartney's first wife, Linda. They married in 2002 and now have a two-year-old baby daughter.
We're very happy and we'll get married sometime next year.
In their joint statement, they said they tried hard to make their relationship work amid the daily pressure surrounding them. They said the split was amicable. The British tabloid Daily Mirror newspaper said on Wednesday the separation had come about because McCartney could no longer cope with the couple's bitter rows. Paul Chapman, Reuters.